Hey guys, welcome back to Sports News and Brews. Welcome to all the new listeners. We have a special World Cup edition today, man. This is Sports News and Brews. This is your host, John, aka the Honcho, man. I'm super, super excited about what I saw today in this World Cup action, man. The big headline, of course, is Ronaldo. We're going to get to that in a minute, but I want to go over to other games as well. We saw Uruguay versus Egypt. That was a solid game. I didn't get a chance to catch that one, but I saw the highlights. Uruguay pulls out a 1-0 victory. I heard Suarez didn't play too well, but I'm sure he'll bounce back. He's one of the best players in the world. We saw a game with Morocco versus Iran. Iran gets their second victory in World Cup history from a own goal in extra time. Morocco scores on their own goal. The first time Iran got a victory was sadly against the United States in 1998. So that's pretty crazy, man. I'm sure they're really excited about that. And of course, guys, let's get into what the greatness, the legendary status that we saw today from Cristiano Ronaldo. Ronaldo, okay? I had to say it with a Portuguese accent because Cristiano Ronaldo was crazy today, man. This dude scores 3 goals against the best team, against the best goalie, and he carries Portugal to a tie. He had to do that much just to tie. He doesn't have any help out there, man. He scores, his first goal was he does a step over and goes left and gets tripped up in the box. He gets the penalty kick, and I think that was the right call, by the way. He gets the penalty kick, and he nails it. He goes right. De Gea jumps the wrong way. Bang, goal. Diego Costa even stepped up in this game. Let's talk about Spain for a little bit before we go back to Ronaldo. Diego Costa with 2 goals in this game. One was amazing individual effort, getting past 3 defenders. And then we had that banger outside of the box as well from Spain. A one-time shot off the post and to the side net. Ew, that was so dirty, man. I had that as one of my early favorites as goal of the tournament. But back to Ronaldo, man. He scores a left-footed banger on the ground. De Gea, to me, he might have been scared because it was Ronaldo. But at the same time, Ronaldo's shot power, even with the left foot, is incredible. So it goes off his leg, his hand, and it goes into the net. Rolls in slowly. And that was Ronaldo's second goal. And then, in the 88th minute, Ronaldo, with a free kick, he rolls up the pant leg. This is huge, people. I don't think you understand how huge this is, okay? He shoots it top corner with the right foot. Ew, the goalie couldn't even do anything but look at it. That's how dirty that shot was, man. Cristiano Ronaldo was on legendary status. I don't want to get too caught up in the moment and say he's definitively the best player in the world. But what I'm saying is, Messi, you're next, bro. You're up. Your move. What are you going to do? Because I know these players watch, and they don't want other superstars stealing every headline. They don't want that for their brand, for their team. So, Messi, it's your turn. What are you going to do? He's going against Iceland tomorrow. That team is trash. Let's just keep it real. Respects to Iceland, but their team is very... That's a small country anyway with a low population. And they have no business playing against Argentina and winning. So Messi's going to be very involved. Look for him to score at least 2 goals. Look for him to at least get an assist in the goal. He's going to be involved in 2 goals tomorrow at least. Trust me on that. Messi's ready. So I got to see how he responds, man. But right now, Ronaldo is on top of the world, bro. It was amazing, guys. I want you guys also to call in if you saw that game or if you saw the highlights, man, and let me know what you guys thought, man. I thought that was legendary, man, against the best team in the world. And he's doing it by himself on Portugal, man. It was pretty crazy, man. Very, very spectacular individual effort from Ronaldo. I'm so excited about this World Cup. And guys, we're going to be doing these episodes throughout the World Cup as well. For those of you who listen for, you know, the football and the basketball talk, that's still going to be here. Don't get that twisted. But, I mean, we got the World Cup going on right now, man. So, I'm going to have a lot of episodes for the World Cup. I'm so excited, yo. Guys, if you're a new listener, I appreciate you listening. Also, if you know you're back for another episode, thank you so much, guys. Please call in. Let me know what you think. I'm so pumped right now for the World Cup. This is Sports News and Brews, guys. Your host, John Harris, aka The Honcho. I'm out.